Perag Beis, the second chapter, the first Mishnah in Zavin begins as follows, discussing exactly who has an ability to impart this tuma, this impurity of Zavin. Mishnah begins, Hakol metame'in beziva, that everybody has an ability to impart this tuma of ziva, and including, in fact, the Gemara says, a one-day-old infant, the Gemara in Erechin tells us, all these individuals have an ability to impart tuma. And specifically, who are they? Mishnah continues to elucidate. Af hagerim, even those people who converted. Af havadim, also the bondman, the slave, the eved kananim, also they are tuma biziva. Ben meshuchorin, ben shena meshuchorin. Doesn't matter if they are freed or if they are not freed. Although the Torah tells us that debru el bnei Yisrael, the pasuk states, from here, in fact, we learn out bnei Yisrael metamim beziva ve'en hagoyim metamim beziva, that only an Israelite has an ability to impart this tuma. Any non-Jew does not have an ability to part this tuma. Nonetheless, the Gemara darshins in Torah Kohanim, the Midrash Halacha of Sefer Vayikra, that since it says the words Vamartem Alehem, they're coming to include as well the Gerim and the Avadim, which is why our Mishnah says that Gerim and Avadim are included, even though one might think this tuma is specific to Bnei Yisrael. There's a special limud that includes as well Avadim and Gerim. The Mishnah continues, Echirish, not only in terms of who has an ability to impart this tuma of Ziva, but also a Echirish, a deaf mute, a Shota, really a person who doesn't have the intellectual mental capacity, nonetheless they have an ability to impart this tuma, a katan, a minor, a siris adam, an individual who's actually been neutered, he's been, or if it was siris chama, doesn't matter if the person was surgically lost his male organ, or if naturally he was not born with one, regardless in both cases. Also, it continues our Mishnah, even a tutum, the androgynous, even an individual who are not able to determine exactly what gender he is, or an hermaphrodite. These two individuals, nosin aleim chumrei ha'ish v'chumrei ha'isha, both of them, since they have either they have both of the body parts of a male and a female, or are not able to determine if the person is a male or female, therefore they take the chumras, the stringencies, to both a man and a woman. Which means what? Our Mishnah tells us the following. Metami bedam ka'isha, ubelovin ka'ish, betumasan besafek. That they impart the duma of blood, uterine blood, that they emit, of course, would be metame like an isha, like a woman who has a flow with blood is metame, so would these individual, and also like a man in terms of his lavan, the white flux also would be metame as well. Betamasan besafek. However, their impurity is in doubt, meaning if a blood case of blood, it's very possible that this could come from a man and therefore be pure. It's metahir. Or, for example, in the case of flux, it could be perhaps this person, individual, has the status of a woman, and therefore there's a status of a suffix. Because perhaps this wasn't really, it was a woman, and therefore the flux, this flow, would not in fact be in part tuma. An individual who would discharge both blood and flux, definitely they'd have a status of being impure, and any truma that they would come in contact with would need to be destroyed, because of course if they would have both of these emissions of the blood and the flux, then there's no doubt anymore, because for sure they're one of the two, in which case they would definitely impart tuma. However, It is interesting to note that when it comes to Makom HaMikdash, when it comes to the place of sanctity on Har HaBayis, they would not be chayav if they went there in the status of Tumah, because the a very interesting limud that the Torah has, it says, Mizachar ad nekeva tishlecho, that a male or female you need to send out of this bias migdash, of the sanctity. Meaning, Mizachar nekeva, or male in a female, that is definitive, and not, as in our situation, these individuals of a tumtum or androgynous, where it's not definitive what their gender status is, and therefore, they would not be chayav to leave the, or not machayav themselves for going to Har HaBayis and the status of tumah. Second Mishnah in the second parak is as follows. This Mishnah discusses, or begins to discuss, the examination and clarification of telling someone, of labeling someone, the status of a Zav. And we know, of course, he has to have these two different emissions. And therefore, what do? To ensure that it is, in fact, considered a Zav. So if a person has a Zav, this flux, and it was done ba'ones, it was done by accident, he would still be considered pure. He would still be tahor. And therefore, we need to investigate what might have caused him to have this flux. So our Mishnah tells us, b'shiva drachim botkin es azav, that we need to be able to ascertain what exactly was the cause, ad shelo nizkak leziva. We're not going to certify him as a Zav if we can, in fact, perhaps demonstrate to us that what caused this flux was something of an accident. And therefore, maybe he's still pure. So what are the areas that we still need to investigate and to inquire as what exactly was the cause of this flux? They are as follows. An important distinction is that if the second time he sees it because of ones, because of an accident, and not because, let's say, of his flesh being ill, because there's something wrong with him, he'd be considered a person who sees a carry, who has a semen or emission, and not a flux, which is a different type of tuma. So what are the examples? Let's go through them now. B'machal u'b'mishte, let's see if we can investigate exactly what did this individual eat or drink, that perhaps if he consumed them, maybe this is what caused the flogs. Maybe he ate too much or he drank too much. That could also perhaps be a problem. U'b'masa, maybe he carried a very heavy load. B'kfitza, and maybe he jumped from one place to another that might have caused it. B'choli, maybe he was ill. B'mar'eh, maybe perhaps he saw a woman, and behirhor, and he had impure and erotic thoughts. If any of these things happened before he had the second issue, he would not be mitame from Yeziva. In this, our Mishnah says, doesn't matter if hirhir ad shelo ra'a or shira ad shelo hirhir. It wouldn't matter if he had these thoughts, these impure erotic thoughts, if he did not see the woman, or if he saw the woman, or if he had no impure thoughts. Either way, he would not be metame. Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, says, Afilu ra'a v'heima chaya v'ov mis'askin zem zem. Even if he were to see animals, these birds, perhaps who were engaged in with each other, domesticated animals, undomesticated animals, birds, doesn't really matter. Or if he were, perhaps he saw a big day tzeva ha'isha, he saw a woman's colored garments. Again, in those days, perhaps they had an ability to experience a flux. Again, this would, all these things would count as an ones. All these things, according to Rabbi Huda, would count as an accident, and therefore, if this happened the second time, he would not be mitame b'ziva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilacha kol machal ben ra ben yafe v'shasa kol mashke." Akiva says, it doesn't matter, not only if he ate food that caused the flux, let's say, for example, fat, meat, or if he had a type of milk, which is known often to cause these things. But Rabbi Akiva says, if he ate any type of food, it doesn't matter if this food is good or bad, or he drank, you know, many things, and perhaps even a drink, but it caused it to happen, all of these things, if he had a flux, he would still be tummy. In response to this, Chachamim said, wait a second, whoa, hold on a minute here. Amru lo, ain't kan zavi me'ata. This is the case. We know zavs. Because why? What would you just say? What do you mean? This person is not a zav. He ate something. He drank something. People are always eating or drinking. So if Rabbi Akiva has this more expansive definition of eating and drinking that causes a zav, then when will anyone be able to be truly labeled a zav? We'll just be told that. We'll just assume that it was something that he ate or drank. Nothing specific that is more likely to cause him to have a flux. And respond to Rabbi Akiva in the following way. No. You're not responsible for making sure that there's all these zavim. It is not your responsibility. It doesn't rest upon you. It's not your task to provide them. So, once this individual had two issues and becomes a zav in terms of the impurity, then there's this third issue. In Borkinoso, we do not examine by the above criteria. We don't go through these Beshiva Drachim Bodkines Azav, like our Mishnah says. And therefore, he would become a Zav Gamor. The reason being, because even if this third issue was caused by an Ones, was caused by an accident, Anso Sveko Vishvichot Zar Ometameim, it doesn't matter. Because if this third one was caused by an accident, and even if it, we are in doubt, meaning we're unsure if this was a seminal discharge or if it was a flux, and he had this discharge of semen, he had shichvat zera, we know that this would, in fact, convey tumah. This would have an ability to be metame by carrying. This person were to carry something which is called metame b'masa. And the rationale, why is it that we are going to say that this is metame by a zav? Because shereglayim ladavar. Because in this case, we are going to reach the following conclusion. And we are going to say that because you already experienced two different issues, that there's a basis. There's a reglayim ladavar, that the third issue is certainly a flux. And therefore, we will render him Tuma Zav. Our Mishnah concludes just by explaining to us a little bit more about the process. Ra'a Re'iya Rishona Bodkinoso. If a person suffered one issue, it needs to be examined. They have to know, was this caused by an accident or not? The reason why we need to examine if this first one was caused by an accident or not is because really we explained that we have to know if the second was caused by an accident. The first one, really, in many ways, the Gemara learns out, is actually the same status as a person who has a semen that goes forth from him, a shichvat zera. Just like shichvat zera, which is often caused by accident, and so too, even this flux, if it's caused by accident, really, it does not make a difference. The only thing that would make a difference would be that we wouldn't count with the next two to require a korban. But if it has a second flux, even if it's by accident, in terms of tuma, that would still be applicable, because even if the second issue alone wasn't an accident, he's still a zav in terms of tuma, and would be matame whatever he were to lie or to sit on. You'd have to count 7 days and go to the mikvah. So really, that is the reason why, if he has the first re'iyah, there has to be some type of examination if it was caused by an accident or not, even though it really doesn't matter that much for that moment. But is that second one that really matters or not, if it was done by accident, as we explained previously. But Shnia, for the second one, right, they have to examine him, both in terms of purity and the korban, whereas that first one is just about impurity. It doesn't really connect to the korban itself. And if he had a third one, if af bashlishes burkinoso mipnei ha korban, whereas this third issue that he has, they don't really have to examine him to know if it, having, because he's already a Zav, as we've established, because of the first two, but if it's the third one, would render him a Zav Gamor, even if it was caused by an accident. And therefore, if we would determine that this, once it has the third one, you don't need to do Bodkim what the cause was, because it is irrelevant if it was by an accident or not. Either way, he's chayev to bring a korban. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af parshishis bodkin also mipnei ha-korban. Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and he says, no. The third one, what we said before, you have to check, you don't have to check at all, just bring a korban. Rabbi Elazar says, no. He says the third one you do have to examine because of the korban. Because he argues, and Rabbi Elazar says, that if it was caused by an accident, you don't bring a korban. Whereas Chachamim argue and say the third one, accident or not accident, ones or not ones, you still are chayv to bring a korban. That is the halacha. We do not agree with Rabbi Eliezer.